Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, it's Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian, and I'm here for you. Actually, I am recording outside at the home of Holly Davidson using a handheld microphone with Trotsky and Wendy. Trotsky is delighted to be here in Florida Turd. And I'm here waiting to go to my... Today I'll be here with Holly tonight. I was here last night with Holly and the et al., as the kids say. And then tomorrow I'm going to... Oh, I farted. Tomorrow I'm fin to prolapse my vagina now. Well, I might do that as well. So I'm going to go to my special Weight Watchers convention over there in the beach. Like beaches, like that Bette Midler movie. Oh, good girl, peeing or poop? What you got going on there? Oh, it's a poopy. Good girl. And Trotsky, good boy. So we have some insect repellent. I'm in the backyard. It's very, very beautiful outside. Just nice and earthy. You know, like the room temperature we got going on. Oon. Love. All you need is bloat. All you need is bloat. Bloat is all you need. So James is going to come over. He went to go see his brother somewhere. And I don't want to put the insect repellent on. That stuff scares me. I'd rather get bitten. Bited. Bloat. All you need is bloat. Bloat is all you need. Bloat is all you need. Are you still shitting? Are you all right, Wendy? My goodness, that's a lot of dutying. So I'm doing the Eclectic News Brief. It's rendering now. I did it in front of one of Holly's painting with a very, very, very special subject of the painting, whom I dare not describe. But I'll give you a hint. Iphigenia. So what can I talk about? So on the plane... I managed to, because there were these girls next to me on the plane, and an empty seat as well. So these girls insisted that I take Trotsky out of his little papoose. So I did, and, you know, I had to cover him with my sweater stewardess came by, because I think they were female, no more, when the female attendants came by. So I had to hide them under my green and white sweater. You don't see that in the videos because it clashes with the green scream. So anyway, I'm prolapsed, and here's Wendy. I think she's ready to go inside now that she dumped. Trotsky loves hunting lizards. It's all he ever does, loves the lizards. In fact, Holly has a gardener who... collects mosquitoes to feed to the lizards with Trotsky, then eats. So we got a whole food chain going on here. So anyway, I got a vagina. I just ate. I have a bidet upstairs, which I haven't used. Did I even shit? I don't think I've shat here yet. How weird. Sometimes when I travel, I don't shit right away. You know, it takes me a little bit to adjust and delapse, I guess, is the opposite of prolapse. Or relapse. No, that would be bad on the food. And so we went out shopping for... Wendy, you want to go inside? Come on. Moonskies. You want to go in? Wendy, come on. So, and Holly got Traddles more toys. Go on in. Get it, work it, wear it, own it. All right, so anyway... So there's this retarded... I'm afraid I have nothing to talk about, so we're just going to babble. So there's this retarded thing called the audience. No, I'm just kidding. Who was I talking to today? I forgot. I haven't reminded you all lately that you're all stupid. I don't want you to think I got soft. Somebody asked me, when do you think your audience will get smarter? I said, they never get smarter. They're all stupid. Sorry. Deal. Anyway. Right. So we got the vagina, the prolapse. Oh, where was I? So anyway, right, I don't think I have anything to talk about, which means I have to just stand here and babble about nothing and wonder where it goes and not know. There's an artesian well back here And this house is actually built on the highest point in Coconut Grove, which isn't very high. But soon it'll probably be surrounded by an ocean, if that, because the end of the world is near. And, oh, by the way, Hairclops, it turns out, Hairclops announced on his show, Hairclops, note the new badphemism, Hairclops says that the U.S. government certainly wouldn't deliberately do something to harm the environment. Oh, no, certainly not. Certainly not the BP. Big pussy. BP. BP. Yes, let's pretend to be green and meanwhile fuck people over and spill oil all over the fucking place. Well, there's a story on that in the Eclectic Nerds brief. Some nice pictures, too, of fat Chinese people. Because me likes the fat Chinese. For China! The fat Chinese are the best kind because they're so cute and roly-polies. All right. And they take out, they got plenty of room for their pancreases. But don't try stealing a pancreas from a Chinese. Never mind. That's not. None of this makes sense at all. I just wanted to put a show out, you know, just to do it. Meanwhile, waiting for James's call while he eats with his brother out. Oh, fuck, the battery's dead. Thank Christ. I guess that means I can shut the fuck up. At least switch the tape. How long have I been talking? 6.5 minutes. Okay, hold on. I'll get a new battery. Don't you fret. Hello. 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 I think I'm back now. I think I'm back. Testing toast trays. I'm going to check the battery level. It's a good thing I didn't. I got it in time. So, Hairclops. Yes. Hairclops will say whatever he needs to say at any given moment. Except, Madge, guess what? You can use KY jelly all you want. Hate, hate, hate. Hate is all you needs. Hate is all you needs. Hate is all you needs. Hey, did you hear Steve Jobs invented the telephone? Isn't that great? This guy is the most amazing snake oil salesman. Because, you know, I bought it for a while too, I have to admit. But, you know, okay, but when he brought out the Mac, that was big news. And when he brought out the iPod, okay, that was big, big, big news. I admit it. But a PDA saying that he invented the phone when it's just a fucking PDA with a touchscreen? Please. And then people buy it. And then all the goddamn tech papers reprinted and everything. Somebody asked me a question. Trotsky. Yeah, I think he wants to come back outside. Come on. Oh, you both want to come out again? Come on. Moonski. So, what was I with this? Okay, so, I'm fat. My own best friend ain't no mountain high enough. Big prolapse keep on pushing itself out. So, we're going to pod cramp. It's going to be fun. Not really. Oh, the twatter. Okay. So Mrs. Scrotum told me about twatter, which is this something that is retarded on par with, yes, even Second Life. This is the dumbest thing ever. It's basically this retarded website where you tell everybody what you're doing, and nobody is interesting at all. So people say stuff like, I'm at South by Southwest eating a bagel with cream cheese as I fasten my new BlackBerry to my belt. So it's basically, they talk about what they're, where they are, or they talk about what they want to buy, or they talk about what they bought. That's pretty much what twatter is. And it's really annoying. Oh, and they talk about who they know. Like, and they write at Scobalizer, things like this. So I've just been writing things like, and by the way, bloated lesbian is my ID on the twatter. It's Twitter, really. Twitter. But I call it twatter. My ID is bloated lesbian, and Seven's ID, who's been writing some, I forget, I think it's Mr. Fister, but if you go to mine and look at my friends, you'll see. So please do it just to fuck with people. I would like Yeast Radio audience to go on their sign up and then say vulgar things. So I've been saying things like, oh, I just stuck a cucumber up my cunt, or like, oh, my vagina smells, or pulling the fungus out of my belly button, which is probably connected in some way to my vaginal canal. That doesn't make sense. Masturbating about Joni Simmons. Your mother does. Oh, that was one of my favorites. Eating out your mother with stink hair in B.C. Anything with stink hair in B.C. is good. I'm pretty sure Sevens was Mr. Pfister, and he was like, eating out your dad, eating out your pants, sucking it all out, pushing it back in. Of course, Cheryl probably won't do it until everybody does it, and then it'll be over. I didn't see Pizza Blubbercunt on there, but I was surprised at all the losers that already had accounts, like Steve Harris, like the Bicycle's Mark. I mean, how do you find out about these things? Christ, how do I miss out on these wonderful 2.0 web businesses? Oh, and the thing is so slow, it's just great. And Steve Harris was showing me this. There's actually an application that you can download for your Macintosh, so it will tell you anytime one of your friends, quote-unquote, you know, changes what he's doing, you know, changes what am I, enters a new what am I doing, right? And, yeah, I really want, my computer doesn't quite beep and bounce enough, you know? I really need it to beep and bounce when somebody takes a dump. But I hope a lot of people put me on their friends list because it's going to beep the fuck out of them every time I get my vagina eaten. Oh, I got my cunt eaten. Oh, made, you know, your computer beep. Sucking cock a lot. Felching your mother's vivi. Can you felch a vagina? Sure you can. But is it still felching if it's you're sucking the cum out of a vagina? I don't know. Anyway, I would like to offer some condolences to today's very sad news that Nicole, my dear friend and lady-in-waiting, her dog Manina got run over by a car, which is very sad. And those of you who were at the Pod Cramp Expo last year, at the footsie party, I'm sure you all listen, you know. You'll remember we were in our panties together just as girls. She had her dogs there. And Manina was the nice one, not the one that bit people. Big Michelle specifically. So that's. You spin me round and round, baby, round and round, like a record player scrotum. Tretzky, where'd you go? I think he's gonna shit. Either that or I am. Can't wait to use the bidet. So I bought some of this shishido. It's called shishido, and it's a stick to get. It's supposed to make your pores look smaller. Trotsky, where are you? There you eels. It's supposed to make your pores look smaller, and then I got these little things that you wipe, that you pat your face with, so it brings the grease on out, takes the grease out, so that way I don't have to wash my face ever like I do. The problem is I still have to shave, and oy, I hate shaving. You know, East Coast lesbians, we hate shaving, and we have to shave. I don't understand it, and I think it has to do, I've talked about this a little bit before, about the water over at the Smith, the Vassar, and the mostly. So here I am at Holly's house. Oh, I think I might feel a bloaterous shite coming out, hopefully soon. Oh, I heard it. I felt something. I felt nothing. I'm feeling nothing except the feeling that this bullshit was absurd. And then I dug right down to the bottom of my bloaters to see how an ice cream felt. And yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my cunt, and I smelt. I can't think of anything funny. Maybe it's because I'm in too big a space, and I can only be interesting when I'm in a small space here in the Florida Turd. Did I mention that? The Florida Turd. Oh, I feel so guilty using electricity all the time. Do you get this, like, weird consciousness that, like, you know, we're using so much energy that our, like, ancestor in the future, whatever you call backwards ancestors, four sisters or seven sisters, whatever it's called, that they're going to be really pissed off at us, even though we'll be dead and who cares. Either that or the whole planet will be dead. Holly said that we're Uranians, meaning we're both, she and I are from Uranus, but I'm from your cunt, but there's no planet named your cunt. So I got to be from Uranus. Your cunt. That sounds better, doesn't it? Your cunt. Your cuntian. I'm from your cunt. Can you imagine? Well, Uranus sounds just as stupid, but it's, you know, legal because we're just used to it. You cunt. I'm from your cunt. Trotsky, where you go? This dog is forever looking for lizards. Trotsky. Prolapse. Hey, babe. Come on. Prolapse. 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 If I were an army, I would do my march like this. A prolapse. Prolapse. So anyway, so there's all these attorneys that got fired by Bush and Gonzalez. Something had to do with Karl Rove. As usual, nothing will happen. Oh, I get this kabloo. I get the Weekly Standard, like, weekly newsletter, which is, of course, William Kristol's magazine's weekly newspaper. Anybody can get it for free. You subscribe at weeklystandard.com or something. And this is, of course, the founder of the neo-cunt conservative movement. And you read this thing, and it's hilarious, you know? So they had an article, and of course it's only a synopsis of each article because you're supposed to buy the magazine to finance this, but it was basically an article about why Bush should pardon Cooter Libby now. And basically the entire argument was, well, you know he's going to be pardoned eventually, so you might as well just do it now. And that was like, you know, and they quoted some weird, you know, obscure Benjamin Franklin quote or some other thing, you know, or James Earl Jones, you know, Kizzy, something like this. So anyway, let's see. Hi, babies. So I don't know which of the movies I talked about, the movies that David Sertard gave me to study. I did. But he emailed me today. He's like, I can't believe you hated, what's the fucking name of that movie? Lives, like a duplicate life. What the fuck was it called? With Sandra Dee O'Connor. He's like, I can't believe it. I'm like, listen, dumb face. You don't understand my show notes person. He interprets things his way, okay? So he thought I didn't hate the movie. I just thought it reminded me of a bad acid trip because, you know, they were trying to deal with the race issue in a positive, healthy way. But it was almost like it was the first time they ever did it. So it was kind of like a first fuck, just horribly awkward, you know. I mean, it was an excellent film, full of camp. But I have to say that my favorite movie, the ones he lent me, and I haven't watched them all, was the one about the war, Mrs. Miniver. That's an excellent movie, just so wonderful. I mean, just in so many ways. But my favorite scene from those movies was, of course, Joan Crawford in The Damned Don't Say Cunt or something. The Damned Don't Cry. And there's a scene towards the beginning where she, Joan, you know, she's in her house. You know, she has her son. She loves her son. She's a housewife. And then, you know, she tells her son, I'm making it short, but cross the street, Billy, time for dinner. Or no, her husband, whatever. Her husband was mad, wanted to take the bike away, whatever. Cross the street, Billy, come on. So the kid crosses the street. You see a shot of that. Then you see a shot of a truck coming at full speed. And then you hear a crash, and you see Joan's face making that, you know, famous Joan Crawford hands around the face. She screams, and then cut to funeral. It was just brilliant. So it's cross, crash, hands, scream, funeral. Boom, all in a matter of like 3 seconds. Brilliant, brilliant camp, high cramp. All right, so my vagina. Anyway, I think I'm going to be done. There's no reason to do a long show today. There's nothing to talk about. I'm going to be going to my Weight Watchers conference tomorrow. I'm sure that'll be full of interesting things. I'm sharing a room with two people who both smoke. Hopefully they won't smoke in the room. I'll be goddamn pissed. And, oh, is it beautiful out here. Oh, is it such beautiful weather. the calm before the storm that is hurricane season. Dos mil siete. Is that right? Dos mil siete. 2007 or something. 2007. I'm going to see my parents. We're going to plan a little summertime. And, right, and all that. Well, actually, I've gone 13 minutes on the second recording here. The other one, I think, was about 6, so that's 19. So I really only need to do 5 more minutes, and I'm going to have a Cirrus show out of it. Oh, the other thing, please keep P.W. Fenton's father in your thoughts. He's had a medical problem, and P.W.'s going up to New York, I think is where he's from, to make sure he's okay. So please keep P.W. Fenton and his father in your thoughts. It doesn't sound like it's too serious, but, you know, you never know. So it couldn't hurt to do whatever it is you do, whether you pray or whether you masturbate, to heal people who are not physically connected to your bodice. But we're all connected, right? Of course, right. Hoddle, oh, Hoddle, have I made a match for you? This is my enchant to heal P-Dub's father. And Hoddle, oh, Hoddle, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's tall, all right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch, true, true. I promise you'll be ugly, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Get fucked. All right, that should do it. That should take care of the healing. I'm really a good witch doctor. I should. I'm recording this outside on the remote dealy theater also. I don't have access to my sound effects, but if I did, and if I remember to in the post-production, I would play that one of those Apache rain dancer songs. Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya. Dance the menorah. We'll have a hymen. We'll all sing our whore. Ra. Oh, my God. Rome. We got to talk about the television a little bit. Rome is the best show on TV. Now, all these shows, I got to say, Matt Doucheface, whatever his name is. What's his name? Fuck. Matt from Australia or New Zealand. Burgess. He's kind of right. You know, of all the shows that I watch, and I think the way that I can tell if the television show is good, don't even think about going to the pool trunks, is if I care about the characters. That's how I know it's really a good show for me. For me. For you. I could give a flying fuck about those assholes on Grey's Anatomy. I could give a fuck about the people on Heroes, though I enjoy the show. And I could definitely give a fuck about Lost, though I won't miss a show of that either. Same with Desperate Housewives, except maybe for Bree. But Bree's been gone because she's, you know, in real life having kids. So that's just worthless. You know, the show is, for me, it's worthless. Ooh. You know, we got Bree makes Desperate Housewives and, what's her name? The song that the Asian woman makes Grey's Anatomy. But outside of that, But Rome. Now, there's some characters that I give a shit about. You know, those are some majorly awesome dynamics in there. That is a brilliant, well-produced show, groundbreaking in how it portrays the sexuality of Rome, and it's just great. And lots of sex. Lots of the sex. Sex, torture, you got it all. And it's history, too, so you get history. It's a great show, that HBO. I'm glad to know, some people take chances with program. I can't think of any. All right. Anyway, this is Madge Weinstein, Fat Dyke, signing off, and get fucked. Fisted, sideways, upside down, and once again, with your mother and stink hair. No. And once again, with your get fucked.